Walmart and other big international retailers have been licking their chops over the possibility of entering India's huge consumer market. But their hopes were dashed this week. India's government shelved a plan to allow foreign retailers into the country. It was a huge political defeat for India's Congress Party and for the government's plans for economic reform. To find out why, we called Andrew McCaskill. He's a reporter based in New Delhi for Bloomberg News. Andrew, thank you for joining us.
Welcome.
First of all, let me ask you if this affects Indian shoppers. Are consumers there crying out for big box stores?
Well, I mean, with the growing middle class, there's definitely a desire for more choice, which big retailers would offer. At the moment in India, it's mainly controlled by small independent stores that really only have a few aisles, so there's not much choice there. And opinion polls over the last few months have been showing overwhelmingly that people are very in favor of foreign direct investment in retail for a number of reasons. One, that they want more choice, and two, that they think it will help bring inflation down.
Is that what the government thought would happen? Is that why the Congress Party thought foreign retailers would help the Indian economy?
Yeah, I mean, the government's main argument has been that this is a structural reform that India needs. Particularly over the last year, food inflation has been over 10%. That's been affecting everybody, and particularly predominantly the poor, because about three-quarters of Indians' population live on less than $2 a day. So by allowing foreign retailers in, you would bring this sort of sophisticated back-end operations that would help take the food from the field to the shops, because at the moment about 40% of India's vegetables rot before they're sold. That contributes to food inflation. So the government's argument was being, if we get the foreign retailers in with that expertise, they'll help reduce the waste.
I understand that the government didn't actually need a vote in Parliament to make this happen, that it could have been done by executive order. Why'd they back down?
Well, I mean, this is a kind of explosive issue. After agriculture, retail is the second biggest employer. This has been debated for the last 7 years. The government finally took a decision. But in the aftermath of that, the last 2 weeks, the Parliament has been completely stalled. Rival political parties have completely blockaded Parliament, and as a result, the government was forced to back down. And the main reason for this is it wasn't just opposition parties who were against this plan. Their two biggest allies were also against the plan, and as a result, they were left with the choice whether they either let Parliament continue to be blocked or they back down. So they decided to back down, and hopefully Parliament will now reopen. They'll be able to push through other important policies.
So do you think this is a setback for the Indian economy, not to have these sort of efficient retailers in the country?
Yeah, I mean, it's a massive setback. If the government had passed this, they would have grown more confident about passing a series of other reforms. But as they've been comprehensively humiliated in trying to pass this, that means that they are not going to attempt to carry out a much wider reform agenda, which is very bad for India.
What about the big retailers? There's a British firm, there's Walmart from the U.S., a big French firm. How much does this matter to them?
Well, I mean, India, in many senses, is a sort of last large untapped market. I mean, everybody's desperate to come in, one, because India's the second biggest country in the world, its economy's booming, but also because the market is largely unsaturated. Only about 5% is controlled by chain companies. So as a result, this really is one of their most crucial places they want to be right now, and they certainly won't let this opportunity pass.
Andrew McCaskill is a correspondent for Bloomberg News in New Delhi. Andrew, thank you very much.
Thank you.